you are here and you can feel that something has happened to you, unmute and tell us, share your experience with us. Share your experience with us now. If you are here and you can feel that yes, tell us, talk to us.
As I was drinking the water, my right leg became stiff as I began to drink the water. And it's stiff now. It's still stiff.
Wow. Your right leg became stiff.
Yes.
Do you have any issue with your leg?
No.
Wow. This is very powerful. This is very powerful. God is touching you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I want you to put your hand on your leg.
Okay.
It's not about your leg. But put your hand on your leg. It's not about your leg. Anything that has stopped you, your legs have become weak in the spirit. Your legs have become in the spirit. Anytime you try to stand, you fall. Anytime you try to do something on your own, you go down. But the Lord said that to tell you, the power to be established and the power to stand firm has been given to you. Henceforth, when you try to stand, you stand. And you stand for long. Because it shall not be by strength. It shall not be by power. Father, I thank you for the life of your daughter. I declare, Lord, that your daughter is touched by the power of God. Your daughter will do well. She will be established. She will do well. Thank you, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, that this sickness will tell her that beginning from today, she will do mighty things. And whatever she does, this time she will stand tall and she will stand. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Papa, once again, as you were singing the song, God will make a way. I have my passport here with me. As we began the prayers, I picked my passport. I'm supposed to have a foreign travel in the office. They asked me to bring my passport. So as we began to pray, I just picked my passport, trusting God to make a way. So as you sang the song, I was just shivering, but I knew God had opened the way.
Wow.
For foreign travel.
Wow. God has made the way indeed. God has made the way indeed.
So today I'll submit my passport in the office.
Wow.
I've attached it to my phone.
Wow. All right, sister. I have declared over you that the door is open for you in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Go and return with a testimony.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Hello, Papa.
Hello, yes, Daddy.
Please, when we were, I drank the water and you said we should pray in an unknown tongue for 5 minutes. I felt like visiting the washroom, but I said, I'll finish the prayers before I go. But the question, I said, no, I will finish it. But immediately you said, somebody, you feels like visiting the washroom, just go. And I just entered the washroom. Oh, glory to God. I can't describe the thing that just came out. And as I'm even talking, I'm still there. I thank God for delivering, and I thank God for his mercies upon my life. God bless you.
Are you saying that something came out?
Yes.
Wow. Wow. Hey. Wow. God is working in our midst. Something came out after visiting the washroom.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, whatever the Lord does is permanent. It shall be permanent.
What the Lord has done for me, it shall be permanent.
It shall be permanent.
What the Lord has done for me.
So this is the song I'm giving to you. What the Lord has done for you shall be permanent.
Amen.
Trusting God for through this prophetic direction. Some listen, every man, every woman listening to me right now. You didn't feel anything, so you think nothing has happened to you.
I did.
You are not the same. You are not the same.
Yes.
You are not the same because as long, look at this woman's testimony. She visited a washroom and something has dropped. I am here to tell you, whether you felt it or you didn't feel it in your body, what we have done has taken effect.
Amen.
Manifestations.
Amen.
There is a man listening to me. You go to this particular person, anytime you go, the man bounces you. But this time you go back and the man will favor you, you will not even understand why.
Amen.
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 I call it done.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Papa.
Who is next? Yes.
Papa, it's me, Helena. Okay. So when we were praying, I think somewhere around 30 minutes, 40 minutes into the prayers, I came to the bathroom. And then after we drank the water and we said, someone will feel like going to the bathroom, I felt the air. And I can't imagine the amount of pee. I had already peed 30 minutes ago. And I'm still peeing as we are talking right now. I'm still in the toilet peeing. And I'm wondering, where was this amount of pee all this while? Even though I have peed 30 minutes ago, I'm still peeing. So I give glory to God for what he's doing.
Wow. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord, for that we obeyed your instruction.
Glory and honor be to your name, in Jesus' name.
This can only be God. Lord, I am here to give you all the glory. It is not me. I'm not the one.
You are
the Master Jesus.
No God doesn't take all glory.
As ordinary people, I am here to give you all the glory. It is not about me. It's not because I'm anointed. It's not because I am powerful, but because we have a great, powerful God working in our midst. Lord, pray for Helena. Whatever was deposited in your body, the spirit, as these things come out, let every single of them drop out of the body.
Amen.
For Jesus. Let every single of them come out.
Amen.
Your daughter
in
is
the name of Jesus.
For mighty exploits. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
It is done, Helen.
Hello.
Yes, who is next? Mention your first name.
Please, Esther.
Yes. Talk to me,
so
Esther.
Please, whilst we were praying, after we took the water and we were praying in tongues, I started shivering. And what I was hearing was that the enimguasen tomano is off. It's off you. It's off. And I started shivering.
What is the meaning of enimguasen toma? We have people from Zambia and other countries.
Cloth of disgrace is off. It's off. That is all I was hearing. And I started shivering.
You started shivering. I am here, Esther. I declare over you that every disgrace cloth that was, you see, when Lazarus died, there was a cloth around him. And Jesus said, loose him and let him go. Today, I declare you are loosed from
every disgrace. Amen.
Go and be glorious in every field.
Amen.
Every career.
Amen. Please, I work. With a company, Universal Engineering.
I declare. Oh, thank you, Lord. The prophetic is here. I declare that you are going to return with a a miracle, a breakthrough, a glory.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Daddy, I'm here.
Yes, who is next? Your name, your first name, and you talk to us.
This is Anthony.
Okay. Let's hear you.
Yeah. Yeah. Immediately I took in the water, like I felt like peeing. So I went to the washroom. So when I was peeing, I also felt like I also felt the poo-poo. So when I was done, I feel so relieved, you know, so happy. So I thank God that God has done.
You feel God has done it. You feel so relieved. Wow. Oh, this is what God can do. I declare over you, this testimony is permanent. May you enjoy the peace of God and the blessings of God the rest of your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Hello.
Is there any other person?
Hello, Papa. Yes.
Please, I'm not that.
Who is this?
Margaret.
Yes, Margaret. Let's hear you, Margaret. Margaret, yes. Anybody who wants to talk, raise your hand on Zoom so that I get to you, so that I can call you when I mention your name, you talk. Kindly raise your hand on Zoom. So when Margaret is done, Ekria, you will follow. Then Latoya will follow. Then Rosemary will follow. All right, so Margaret, let's hear you.
Papa, immediately I took the water, I started vomiting.
Wow.
And I believe I have vomited out whatever is troubling me. I have been sick. I have been sick. Papa is lying. Please.
Oh, Jesus. You have been sick.
Amen.
God has healed you now.
Amen.
God has healed you now.
Amen.
Of you. I don't know how long have you been sick?
Papa, it's been 1 year now. One year, Papa.
I declare in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God, I present your daughter Margaret before you. For 1 good year, he has been suffering sick. Lord, you did it with the woman with the issue of blood for 12 good years. Even on the healing room platform last year or 2 years ago, there was a woman here for 13 good years who was bleeding. Through this healing room platform, you brought healing to her body. I declare, Margaret is right here. Whatever is troubling her, the thing she has vomited out, I declare, sickness is blood out. Infections are flushed out. Whatever the doctors are saying, whatever the nurses are saying, whatever the lab people are saying, Lord, by the instrument of the prophetic, that's why you did my name. You are free. Margaret, you will not
be married.
You are not married. You are not married. I declare the Lord shall perfect what he has started in your life. And you will not waste money again because you are
going to work.
After here, go and lie down. Are you listening to me, Margaret? Are you supposed to go to work?
I haven't been able to work for 1 year now.
Listen to me. When we are done with this meeting, Lie down. Put your phone on silent. Listen to the instruction carefully. Put your phone on silent and lie down and sleep. Lie down and sleep.
Yes, Daddy.
By the time you wake up, there will be an encounter, and that will be the end of it all.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
May not
give you all the glory, give you all the praise.
Shall we give you the glory, Jesus? Ekuya, Ekuya is off. Latoya, talk to me.
Yeah. Oh, I'm here.
Hey, Papa. I'm in a train going to work.
Okay. Latoya, hold on. Ekuya is here. So let me listen to Ekuya. I'll come to Latoya. Ekuya, listen, let me hear from you.
Yeah, so I passed over there and then I just felt, I think you said that someone feel like a hand on them. So I felt like a hand gripping my right hand. And then that kept going on so far.
I can't hear you so well. If you could kindly a bit raise your voice a bit.
Can you hear me?
Yes, it's better.
Okay. Yeah. So I was saying that afterwards I felt some pressure on my right hand, like someone was holding my right hand, gripping my right hand. And then I heard, oh, it's the Lord who holds my right hand and makes me victorious. And then after a while, I saw like two gates open, and there was a river and a tree, and I saw some sheep grazing under the tree by the river.
Wow. This is a very strange encounter. Madam, where are you now?
Oh, I'm in Canada.
You are in Canada.
11, yeah.
Okay. When you have time, try to get in touch, okay? Do you have my contact number?
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay. So, somebody will share my contact number.
I can share it with her. She's my sister.
She's your sister. Kindly do that. All right. Then I'll get to you. Okay. But I want you to know that the hand of God is on you, and God has literally held your hand. And so I don't want you to try to be consistent. Keep on joining us. Okay. Keep us joining us. There is going to be an answer to a prayer you have been praying for. An answer to a prayer you have been praying for. God is going to release that answer in Jesus' mighty name. Whatever the Lord does is permanent. Wow. Latoya, can we hear from you?
Yes, Papa. I'm in the train going to work, and I didn't have water. I had just digestive biscuits in my bag, so I touched it. And after you finish praying, I've been having severe sore throat for 3 days now. So I just decided to take some of the biscuits to sleep. I took the biscuits and immediately I felt like bringing something out of my throat. And I took a tissue and I brought it out, something I can't describe. And then I can't feel the pain anymore.
Wow. Sore throat disappear after taking biscuits. This can only be God. How can sore throat disappear after taking biscuits? This is not English. This is not medical. But God has done it. Yes. Sister, I declare whatever the Lord has done or whatever has happened is permanent in Jesus' name. Amen. You are kept by the power of God. Go, you are kept, you are protected. You will come back preserved. Mm-hmm. God will do mighty things in your life. In Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Mary, can we hear from you?
Yeah, Papa. God bless you so much for what you are doing for us. Whilst we were praying, after we drank the water, God opened my eyes and I drank the water on behalf of my brother.
Wow.
I want him to be okay. Because of his addiction issue. spew.
Wow.
And all I could see was he was just vomiting. He was vomiting, and out of the vomiting was a cowrie. A cowrie. He vomited a cowrie. And I saw the cowrie entering my son. Then in the vision, I was just praying, and all of a sudden he also vomited it out. And I saw the angels of God just burning the cowrie. So I give God all the glory.
Wow. You see, I like your faith. You drink the water on behalf of your brother.
Yes.
This is mighty. What God has done in the realm of the spirit, this is the deposit that was deposited in your brother when he was in the secondary school. In fact, before he came to the secondary school, he was that thing. How old is your brother?
I think he's 40. He's in the mid, he's in his mid 40s. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's 42 or 43.
Yeah. Around.
Yes. I'm seeing that they deposited this carry in his body way before he entered the, no, when just before he entered the senior high school, they deposited this carry in her body, in his body. And it was this carry that became the point of contact for the powers in the school to locate him. That anybody who carries this carry is the man that we have brought to you, destroy his life. And that is how come things were not going well and things have fallen apart. But I declare that because you have decided to stand in the gap, even if the enemy tries to fight you back, they shall not overcome you. And I declare that the enemy will not touch your son. Do you have a son?
Yes, he's my firstborn, and I have a daughter too.
Yes, I declare the enemy will not touch your son. That whatever. Oh, but we need to pray for your brother, because in the realm of the spirit, I am seeing a funeral, and I'm seeing that he has passed on, and everybody's like, oh. And I'm seeing that they say, listen, some of these things are deep issues, but listen to me. I just want you to know that your prayer can turn things around. Your prayer will definitely turn things around, because whatever I saw does not mean that that is the end of it. I'm only telling you what God is saying, that your prayer will turn this one around.
Amen.
Because if you had not prayed, this thing would have ended that way. But because of your prayer, there's a deliverance for you in Jesus' name. Wow. God bless you.
Amen.
Loretta, can we hear from you?
Papa, I wanted to share this testimony, but my son was crying, so I had to mute. After drinking, in fact, I wanted to share the water with my whole family. So I just sipped it, and then I poured some for my baby. Immediately after drinking it, I felt some pains in my abdomen. I rushed to the washroom, and then I took just a little, but the amount of urine that came out of me, I'm still even thinking about it. I was shocked.
Wow. You see, this should tell you that it is the power of God that is working. The same happened with some other person. You just taking a little, a lot of urine come out. It's just a sign for you to know that things are coming out of you. And things are, it was not just you, but it coming out of the family. You said you wanted to drink for everybody. So every other person you stood in faith with, the things in them are coming out in Jesus' mighty name. My God. Who is next? Esther.
Daddy.
Esther, talk to me, please. After that, we come to Dinah.
Hello, Baba. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But please, mine, you were talking about a ring, a fashion ring.
Yes.
At that time, my baby was worrying me, so I couldn't talk. I sent a personal message to you that it was me. Last month, April, my wedding ring was displaced, so I had to buy a fashion one from town. So I'm still wearing it. When you were talking about it, I said, did I buy it in March or April? So I remember that I asked my husband, he said it was in April. So that was why I said, I should contact you.
Wow. You asked your husband and he said April?
Yes, he said it was April. Like I was thinking about, I thought I bought it in March and he said no, it was only last month.
But I mentioned that it is April, May, right?
Yes, please. You said it's April or May.
Wow. Listen, there is something God. Do you believe that it is God who has ministered to us?
Yes, Papa, I believe it.
Okay. So what, discuss with your husband, what do you want to do? You want to dispose it and get a new one? How much did you buy this one?
Yes, I want to remove it.
How much did you buy this one?
It's not expensive. It's the fashion one they sell in town, just Hanbei City.
Fashion. Oh, this is not fashion. No. I want you to pick that ring. Once you and your husband agree, then I can follow.
Yes, Papa.
Is your husband in agreement?
Yes, he really understands. He's in the bathhouse.
Okay.
Yes, okay. He said I should contact you for that.
Okay, once he agrees, then if your husband will not agree, like I will not continue because he's the man of the house. So once he agrees, let me just follow. Take the ring from your hand.
Yes, Papa, I've taken it off this now.
And what I'm going to tell you is this. Get a sheet of paper later in the course of the day.
Get a paper
and then put the ring inside, tie it.
Yes, sir.
And try to look for a very safe place where you can set it on fire. When you set it on fire, the ring will not burn. But just set it on fire, dig the ground and bury it. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Oh, rabba. Hold on. Hold on, I'm listening to something. The Lord is telling me something. Hold on. Okay. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Wow. Do you know where you bought it?
Yes, Papa. I bought it in town. Kejetia.
Okay. I'm hearing some feedback from there. Is there another device? Try to.
No. Then okay. I think.
Okay, all right. So the Lord is telling me that you should not do what I said.
Okay, Papa.
He said that put it in the paper and go and drop it at around where you bought it.
Okay, Papa.
So I don't know, will you pass there today?
Yes, Papa. I'm going to work, so I'll pass there.
Uh-huh. So when you are passing there, as the thing is in your hand, then you just drop it.
Yes, Papa.
There will be many people walking. So nobody will know that you are the one who has dropped it. You understand?
Yes, Papa.
Just drop it. When you are dropping it, you remove it from the paper.
Yes, Papa.
Yes, when you are dropping, remove it from the paper and just drop it. That's all.
Thank you, Papa.
And then.
Thank you, Papa. God bless you.
Your husband will see a ring.
Okay, Papa.
From today, your husband will see a ring. And
yes,
you,
Papa.
I think he's talking to you about a ring. He's
talking
about a ring.
Yes, Papa.
And yes, Papa. That, you buy that one.
Yes, Papa.
It is done.
Thank you, Papa. God bless you.
God bless you too. Bye now. Let me hear from you.
Papa, nyami asumu dwe enkaun.
Enkaun so.
Nyami tumi na na hu odi a odi a ma ba odi bua nyami ma na nyami nkoso nya okese.
Amen.
Nyami nkoso okese. Ya no nsho ni wie ye no me de na mama me nsaso na me ka tonto. Na de me hu ya ne se ehe bi ato me nsaso. Na fe me ni ya me te ye se de da makoma so bi ya ma me. Jesus. Esa esa na me ba eye Dr. Abigail Afo. Oh, Pevisa Aqua Bruchre, US, why ya won ya? Into me bohun paye ye, me ma ye, dear. and then Yamia catch him so I jam a coma swa dea mammy. Amen, Yamin Shrau.
Amen, amen, mammy, Yamin Shrau, and so why? The bomb used to dim Edema Abigalaf. Any name no more car. A crying me a be out a radi be sa crying. So we be in poor my away.
Amen. My friend, what? My friend,
Matty, Matty.
I mean, come. Bye
bye. Wow. Vida, let's hear from you.
When we drank the water, I felt like throwing up. So I visited the washroom and I realized I was throwing up and it was full of flames.
Wow.
Coming out of me.
Oh, Jesus. God has removed some things from your life. And God has dealt mm-hmm. with many things. Sister, the Lord will perfect mm-hmm. whatever He has started doing in your life. I want you to just have faith mm-hmm. in God that God has dealt mm-hmm. with every leprous situation in your life. Okay? You will not be limited mm-hmm. anymore. You will not be denied. In Jesus' name, amen. Kwame Ba, you are the last person. Okay, Eunice AS. After Kwame Ba, Eunice AS, then we are done. Kwame Ba, let's hear from you.
Yeah, Daddy, please, I'm here. This is Anthony. I wasn't done. Hello.
Can we hear from you?
Yes, please. I wasn't done. Today too, I have a Zoom interview with a certain foreign company in London. So I want you to pray for me.
Father, I declare your servant is released. Let him walk in exploits. Let your favor come upon him. Open the doors for him. Let this meeting end well. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Eunice, yes, shall we hear from you?
Okay, Papa. When I finished drinking the water, I felt headache on my frontal or my forehead. That's the particular place, and it's still paining me at the moment. And when my daughter woke up, I gave her some of the water to drink. For some time now, she has been complaining of stomach aches, and she started complaining after taking in the water.
Started complaining.
Yes.
There is. It is not the water that is causing the problem. There is a problem already, and there are two forces contending. There are two forces that are contending because of what must happen. Somebody wants to just destroy your daughter. I'm seeing that something wants to just attack. It's like an attack against your daughter's health. But today, I want you to, is your daughter around you?
Yeah, she's beside me.
Put your hand on their belly. I rebuke every spirit of infirmity. And I rebuke that stomach pain. Come Amen. Out. Now.
Amen.
Healed.
Amen. And
that evil hand from your stomach.
Jesus.
You are healed. In Jesus' name. And I pray for you too, that whatever gives you headache, there are things that are still giving you headache. The Lord is touching you. Bible Amen. Says that come unto me, all ye that are heavy burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I declare rest for you, rest for you, rest for you, rest for you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I started feeling stomach pain in myself right now. The Lord said, I should tell you, that stomach pain is gone. It's gone.
Amen.
It's gone.
Amen.
Oh, what a service. Have you enjoyed today's service? My God.
Yes, please.
Wow.
Yes,
wow. I've really enjoyed.
Okay. I enjoyed it.
Be blessed, God. Be blessed, God. Now, let me pray. Now, Father, I declare that your people, the testimonies have happened already, but we have many more to celebrate, Lord. Therefore, I pray that as your people step out, Lord, let the whole host of heaven back them. They are not walking alone. They are stepping out with God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They are stepping out with the host of angels backing them in Jesus' name. Wherever those that will be walking, those that will use motor, those that will use car, buses, those who will drive, those that will use train and aeroplanes, Lord, I declare, whatever means of transport, let the host of angels and the host of heaven back your people in the name of Jesus. Let there be unending testimonies in the life of your people. The testimonies will not end just here, but let us see many more before the day ends. Thank you that you have marked somebody listening to me for signs and for wonders. May the blessings of God be your portion. May the favor of God be your portion. In Jesus' name. Amen.